I lied. It's Phil. That's my fault. I apologize. I just had to look him up. Yeah, you know, the thing, too, with letting people, or letting kids walk now, like we were saying, is there's awareness of the world we live in now versus back in the day. So you'd have to be pretty ignorant to let your kid walk, right? Then you're looked at as a bad parent for exposing your kid to the potential danger and all that fun stuff. So it sucks. I don't love it, but it is the world we live in now. Whether the exposure and the knowledge of what's actually going on out there is good or bad, I don't know. But as a parent, you got to protect your kids. And yeah, the school closings are a little ridiculous. I remember when I was in school, man, it was like, they just started doing the cold days when I was graduating high school. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you go inside of a building that's heated and on a heated bus or in a heated vehicle to get there. But then they said it's the kids that had to walk to school. So, I don't know. I think it builds character. One of my girlfriends at work was telling me that she made her son ride his bike to school the other day because he slept in. And it's like, you know, I think we need more of that. If it's feasible and safe and it's only a little bit, you know, I think it builds character. But anyway, good morning, Donald. Good talking to you. A pleasure hearing from you, as always. And don't be a stranger. NADBF.